Hi, this is Louisa Tanner Munson with the astrologyboo.com forecasts for August. This one is Cancer for 2014, and we start the month with Venus in your first house. Now, last month, Jupiter went into your second house of finances, and that would have given you a feeling of optimism about your self-worth and also your attractiveness and how lovable you might be. It's really giving you a boost in your ideas about yourself and how useful you might be to society. And as you feel better about yourself, you're noticing there's more opportunities already for greater earnings or promotion, etc. And with Venus going through your first house, that's really just signing the deal, really, and making you feel really at ease in yourself. A great start to the August month. From the 13th, as Venus goes into Leo, and joins with Jupiter, you'll be a lot more persuasive and able to communicate to other people the value of having you involved in their projects, in their life. You'll be able to persuade anyone to do anything pretty much. So it puts you in quite a good position. Mercury is going through your second house for the first half of the month and then into your third house. So from the 16th onwards, I would say that not only is your persuasiveness growing, but you're also a lot more communicative about getting your ideas out there. So I would think that it's actually a very good time to rethink and pitch for more in your personal and professional life. You've had Uranus going through your 10th house of success and what success means to you for a really long time now, and it has really shook you at your core, especially seeing as you did have Mars in your 4th house for pretty much 9 months. So that would have made you feel a lot of doubt about yourself, but a lot of unexpressed aggression and energy towards who you are and how you wanted to be perceived. So this month of August is a really positive time for you because you can smooth over some of those slightly scratchy ideas that you've had about yourself, and you can smooth and gloss over how other people are seeing you. With Mars now in your fifth house of creativity, you're able to really get your ideas and your motivation out there and your creativity, and people are going to start taking you very seriously indeed, which is brilliant. This is the kind of energy that you want and can use to your advantage. So make the most of this very persuasive month, Cancerians, and just keep being yourself and keep shining. This is your time. Take care. Bye-bye.